feel like we had a good mix in the game today. A lot of guys touched the ball. It was, you know, again, I thought Chip called a good game, a mix of run and pass. There was some good ball out of hand stuff. There was a couple shots down the field. But to me, it goes back to our week of practice. You know, we practice strong and physical and have good intent. And, you know, we had a good Tuesday, had a really good Wednesday. And so, I felt like we were about to kind of come into a game where we were going to dominate like this. I did. I just kind of had that feeling going into the game. And but it came down to the players playing really hard. So we'll watch the film and try to identify where that effort was. But it seemed like a lot of guys were into it. And like I said, I really appreciated the fact that we continued to play the whole second half and guys kept getting in there and the depth. And, you know, well, we need that as we move forward.
Over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Ryan, what gave you the feeling that you were going to start fast, and did you do anything consciously to let it rip and open it up maybe different than you have done?
Yeah, no. I mean, it was just the way we practiced this week. It was a good energy at practice, and you know, when you're going against each other, good on good, and you know, the attention to detail was good. Even the, you know, we do scouts, we go ones on twos, we go good on good. I mean, all of them were sharp. Not that the execution was perfect, it wasn't, but there was an energy about it, and we just got to keep building on that, because we say it all the time, the Navy SEALs say, you're going to sink to the level of your training. And you know, I knew, you know, going into this game that if we just played like we practiced during the week, that, you know, it was going to be a good night for us.
Test your depth and build depth out of a game like this.
Extremely important. You know, we know that that's going to be huge, and you know, I mean, great example of that. I mean, it was like, and I felt awful for Denzel that he was out, but what a great teaching example that something like that can happen. Jermaine Mathieu, you got to go in the game right now. It's like, whoa. So, you know, Donovan was available for the game. If it was an emergency situation, we were going to put him in the game. He wanted to go in the worst way. We just, you know, our sports medicine, you know, crowd really wanted to you know, hold him if possible. So we're going to give him one more week, and then he'll be ready to go. He could have played in this game, but you know, Austin Saravelle had to go in the game. So that was real. So all those things are going to happen, and it was good to see Cody back out there. But building depth is critical.
Okay, folks, Lantern folks, if I could get you guys to clear that table, I'm going to put Sonny Styles over there, and I'm going to put Jack Sawyer at the very back. Sorry about that, man. All right, we're going to the right here. Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Brian, over here. Last week you won 52-6, but there was a lot to clean up. No game is perfect. I'm sure you'll find some stuff, but it'd be pretty hard to nitpick too much with this one. You're going into an off week. How are you going to approach this? Because this was probably as dominating a performance as you could hope for.
Well, next week is an improvement week. So, you know, we have our bye week, you know, after the Oregon game, as you look on the schedule. So we're going to go to work. We'll be back at it tomorrow. You know, we'll have a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday. You know, we won't go on Friday or Saturday, but it'll be a normal week. We only feel like we're 3 weeks into the season, so we feel like we got a lot to improve on. You know, but trust me, there's a lot on the film that we got to get better at. You know, every week we got to improve. But at the end of the day, it's about going really, really hard and playing with great passion and great energy and great intensity. And just, you know, the sideline was on fire tonight. You could feel all that. That, to me, is where we got to keep building, because when you can apply that kind of pressure on your opponent, then, you know, that, you know, and it's in all three phases. You know, I felt like we had a chance in a couple of the returns. They did a good job with the hang time. We went after a couple punts, didn't get home. So we want to continue to apply pressure there in the special teams. But that's what we're after, applying pressure in all three phases.
Over to the left, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, the offensive line kind of got off to a slow start last week, but they seem to have a really good game from start to finish this week. What did you see that worked well for them that maybe they improved on from a week ago?
I think they got into a rhythm as a group, and I thought, again, they had a good week of practice, but they kind of settled down in this game, I felt like. And, you know, if there was a mistake made, it was full speed, and we'll get on the film and try to figure out where that is. There's bigger challenges ahead, and so all those little things are going to show up now on more on film, and that's a big part of this job. And, you know, going in, you know, to year six and being here for now 8 years, you know, I understand what that means. Like, well, you have to identify and cut off the issues that are there, even though they may not show up in a game here. But we're well aware of it, and we're going to identify them and get them addressed tomorrow.
Over to the right here, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, that decision to go forward on fourth down, given where the score was at that point, how much of that is just about tone and mindset for how you guys want to attack things this year versus also just trying to get a look in a game like this?
We were just trying to get more guys more plays. We, you know, there's a lot of guys on our team that deserve plays and deserve reps, and you know, it was close enough that we felt like, you know, it was one of those ones we were just going to go for, and you know, we wanted to continue to get these guys these reps. And you know, it's not always an easy situation when you're up by that kind of score. But, you know, we totally respect our opponents and, you know, respect coach and, you know, the whole team at Western Michigan. But we also need to get these guys plays because it's so important down the road. So we try to be respectful, and there's no question about that. But we also have to let our guys learn and make mistakes because, as we know, down the road, we're going to need these guys in a game. And the only way to figure it out is to get them in the game. So we wanted to get the guys the reps. We said that we were going to do that this year. It's not always easy to do because, you know, you want to, again, respect your opponent. But I got a lot of respect for them. I thought that they played excellent the week before, so they had our guys' attention. I think that was a big part of this thing. And, you know, now that they go back-to-back Big Ten games, I know that's not easy to do. You know, shoot, that's not easy for us to do or anybody else. So, you know, I think they're very sound. I think they're going to have a good season. You know, I felt like, you know, our guys played well tonight.
Okay, over to the left, Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, what did you think of Will's performance tonight? He started really sharp, had the rushing touchdown as well in the red zone. First time your starting quarterback's run for a scoring while. Just overall, what did you think of his
Yeah, I think he started 10 for 10 and had the rushing touchdown. And there's going to be things, though, that you know, we see that, you know, we have the shot to Jelani there. You know, maybe throw it better, catch it better. You know, there's a couple things in there. You know, I'm always going to be super critical of the quarterbacks, you know, but Will's got good demeanor. You can see the effect he can have in the pass game. You can see the effect that he can have, you know, with his feet. I thought he threw some nice play action passes tonight, a couple from under center. And when, you know, to see like Jeremiah catch that pass and run, you see the one that Carnell had last week, catch and run. Those balls are all on time and they're on the money. And those guys, you know, are, you know, tremendously talented and, you know, do a good job with running after the catch. But a big part of running after the catch is timing and location of throws and accuracy. And so, you know, he deserves credit on that. I think he did a good job out of the pocket on a couple of the play action passes that were well designed. So, again, you know, a good day for Will. And my favorite part of the whole day was we missed the blitz on a play action pass. A guy came free. He voided the sack and then threw the ball away. To me, that was a big play. And those are the things that are going to matter in some of these closer games.
Okay, we're going to have two more questions for Coach over here to the right. Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Ryan, it's 5 years to the day since your last shutout. Is that too long between those? And then what does it do for a defense, a roster, a team to shut an opponent out? I don't know if it's mental thing
or
just to see it and see that you can do it. Like, what does that do for you guys moving forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess what, 6 points last week and didn't allow them in the end zone. And all I could hear the defensive guys talk about at halftime was shutout. And so, yeah, there's a mindset there. And, you know, and our guys are competitive. I think you can see that even to the end, they're competing. And that's a good sign. I've said that all summer and you can feel it on the field. So, yeah, I mean, it's something these guys have pride in, and, you know, to know you shut somebody out is a good day. Now, we're going to put this behind us, grow from it, learn from it, but overall, you know, our guys, you know, we're proud of that. You know, they're proud of the fact that they only held them to 99 yards and 0 points, and that's a big deal.
And last question for Coach Day, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Ryan, I asked you on Tuesday if you were close to putting a third quarterback in last week and if you felt good about a third quarterback. I guess, what did Julian show you? Did you know on Tuesday that he would be your guy if you got that opportunity? Or I guess, what did he show you this week to put him out there?
Yeah, I thought Devin did a nice job on that first drive that he went in there, hit a nice, you know, play action pass, did a couple nice things, threw an over route to Bryson Rogers, which was well done, made a couple nice checks in a run game. So I thought that was good. And then he got a couple drives and I felt like we wanted to get Jules in there and Lincoln as well. So, yeah, those guys are working and they deserve an opportunity to play in those type of situations. So, you know, the more we can do that, the better. We'd love to get them more and more reps, but when you have those that many quarterbacks, it's hard to do. So, but again, I think this team overall is unselfish. You know, and I think that everyone's cheering for each other. They're pulling for each other. And, you know, the ball got spread around today overall, and that was good.